Now the news. I'm Shane Bigham. The Ba'al Forum for Asia annual conference is underway in Hainan Province. Top Chinese legislator Zhao Liji delivered a keynote speech at the opening plenary. More than 1,500 representatives from global political organizations, businesses, and think tanks attended the plenary. Zhao called on Asian nations to stay united and to stand against unilateralism and confrontation. He also urged countries in Asia to prevent the region and the world from becoming an arena for geopolitical conflict. Australia has welcomed China's decision to lift anti-dumping and anti-subsidy tariffs on Australian wine. A joint statement from Australian government agencies said the outcome comes at a critical time for the Australian wine industry. On Thursday, China's Ministry of Commerce announced that the country would lift anti-dumping and anti-subsidy tariffs on Australian wine starting from Friday. Australia's wine exports to China were worth $1.1 billion Australian dollars, or roughly $713 million U.S. dollars in 2019. Japanese drug maker Kobayashi Pharmaceutical has confirmed 4 deaths over the consumption of supplements with red yeast rice. It said 106 others have been hospitalized. No specific cause has been identified, but the company suggested that unexpected mold-derived ingredients may have caused the problem. Last week, Kobayashi recalled 3 supplement brands over customer complaints of kidney problems. Dozens of Japanese firms that use the company's supplements have also separately announced recalls. Chris Gilbert has more.
This is a fairly staple brand. It's not the most popular brand in all of Japan, but it can be found in most pharmacies here and chain stores. People know the name Kobayashi. A lot of people I've spoken to have used their products in the past, but beyond the company itself, there's a lot of concern that this type of product has led to fatalities and more than 100 hospitalizations. But look, there is a lot of concern. There's been 3 products recalled, and 170 companies up to, both in Japan and overseas, may have been affected as purchasers of Kobayashi pharmaceutical products.
Searchers have recovered the bodies of 2 construction workers in Baltimore Harbor following the bridge collapse on Tuesday. They were among 6 people who fell into the water after a cargo ship crashed into the Francis Scott Key Bridge. Divers are still searching for the remains of 4 other workers. Investigators have secured the ship's data recorder. Owen Fairclough has more from Baltimore.
We've had more details, not just the investigation, but in details at the final moments before the Dali struck the bridge, just seconds between the Mayday alert being raised and officials here on the bridge managing to close it to traffic and stop this catastrophe escalating even further. We've also had more details as well from safety officials about their investigation. They've confirmed safety transport officials that they have been able to board the Dali and retrieve the crucial voyage recording equipment that's likely to inform them those last moments of that ship as it collided with the bridge. There are also reports as well that the propulsion system on that ship failed. We know from that video we've seen that the lights went out on the ship. But obviously those investigators want to know more details. They also want to hone in on what appears to be a troubled safety history for this ship.
United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees says Somalia is hosting over 38,000 registered refugees and asylum seekers as of February. 2/3 of them are women and children. The UNHCR said the majority hails from Ethiopia. The UN agency said that more than 9,000 former refugees have returned to Somalia from their countries of asylum, mostly from Yemen, followed by Kenya, since January of 2020. China is now home to 47 global geoparks after the United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization recognized 6 more. Among the newly added sites, Mount Chengbaishan Geopark in Jilin Province covers an area of over 2,700 square kilometers. It hosts dramatic landforms and diverse rock types that document significant volcanic eruptions. UNESCO has designated 213 geoparks in 48 countries to recognize World Geological Heritage. Organizers say 12 Olympic gold medalists and 27 world champions will compete in April's World Athletics Diamond League in Xiamen. As the season opening event of the Diamond League, the Xiamen stop will open on April 20th. The Chinese city hosted its first ever Diamond League event last year. And that's the news. I'm Shane Bigham.